Well, I'm here in Madison, Wisconsin for the groundbreaking ceremony at the Alliance Center, and Abe Hughes with New Holland is standing here with me. Abe, tell me a little bit about what this means and this new facilities and your guys' sponsorship behind it, what it means for New Holland agriculture.
Well, I've got this huge smile on my face for a couple of reasons. Not only is it a gorgeous sunny day here in Wisconsin, and our farmers really need some sunshine to get in a better mood. It's been a long winter, but because it's an extraordinary historical day for New Holland as we do the groundbreaking for the New Holland Pavilions right here at the Alliant Energy Center exhibition facility, where you have the World Dairy Expo, the Horse Show, and many others. There was a real need here in this community for better facilities. They started getting old. Our producers, our customers had to have better facilities in order to keep their animals. And a lot of families come, as you know, for this big show. And so the decision was really easy for us to come over and to fund this and to help make this dream possible. We have a long-term commitment here. We're going to have a permanent New Holland presence. So this is going to be great for Madison, for Dane County, for the state of Wisconsin, and of course for New Holland as we build our brand more and more in this great state for us.
Well, it's a great location right here in the heart of the Midwest and the heart of haymaking country, and you guys have your smart haymaking technology that you guys are we see everywhere with our blue. So tell me a little bit about what's next for New Holland, what are you guys working on, and what your producers across the country, but specifically here in the Midwest, can be seeing here come 2014.
Okay, in 2014, of course, we continue to do a yeoman's effort in supporting the equipment we have out. It's important in this business that we have a dedication to service, and New Holland's hay and forage business is so strong because we really have an incredible service team out there making sure that this equipment runs properly, is properly tuned, and when people get out and start cutting hay again, that everything just works beautifully. And we do that through not only our efforts as a manufacturer, but through our dealer network, which is so skilled in the area of hay and forage. So that's the old stuff that we're supporting, but we also have a lot of exciting new things coming out this year. We have a new family of balers coming out, and this is something that we haven't launched in a number of years. We have round balers coming out, so that's exciting. Our new large square baler that was introduced at the end of last year is just doing very, very well, especially in biomass. You know, it's an important new area right now, and